it. Councils paid out £13 million in salaries for senior staff. Oxfordshire's six main councils paid more than £13 million in senior staff wages last year, the latest Town Hall Rich List has unveiled. Martin Reeves, Oxfordshire County Council's chief executive, was the top earner with a £286,198 salary and pension combined. Taxpayer Alliance data shows. This was followed by an undisclosed role, also at the County Council, with the employee earning £237,500 last year. Oxfordshire Fire and Rescue Service's Chief Fire Officer, Rob McDougall, earned £221,592 through his salary and pension. Meanwhile, Oxford City Council's Chief Executive, Caroline Green, took £192,804 through her salary and pension. Charwell District's Chief Gordon Stewart accepted £180,804. South Oxfordshire and the Vale of Wight Horses joint chief executive role earned £217,431. And West Oxfordshire's top role earned Giles Hughes £131,569. Combined chief executive roles for the six councils in Oxfordshire topped £1 million last year at £1,008,886. Oxfordshire County Council has 48 roles on the list of people earning over £100,000 through salary and pension, but the authority also provides more services over the districts. It is understood some of the roles included in the Taxpayer Alliance list, which come up as undisclosed, work in schools. A spokesman said, Oxfordshire County Council has made savings and reduced senior officer staffing levels in recent years. In future years, local government reorganisation will mean there will be a reduction to the current number of six councils serving Oxfordshire, with further resulting savings to be made as regards senior officer staffing levels. South Oxfordshire and Vale of Wight Horse District's Chief Executive Mark Stone earned £217,431, but stood down in September 2025. Council Executive Director of People and Transformation, Stephen Chandler, and Section 151 Officer, Lorna Baxter, were paid £212,613 last year. In total, 98 roles under the six councils were paid more than £100,000 salary, including pension contributions, to total £13,489,632. South Oxfordshire and the Vale said, looking at the data source, this report appears to be duplicating a number of posts or possibly using 2 years of data. We would need to analyse the data of this report to comment in detail. It added that the two districts share an executive team to provide value for money for residents. Oxford City Council added, our pay levels are not out of step with other local authorities, and only 10 out of 59 local authority senior leaders earning more than £100,000 in Oxfordshire are employed by Oxford City Council. As part of local government reorganisation, local government will be reorganised in 2028, which will see a reduction in senior managers at all local authorities in Oxfordshire. Charwell Council declined to comment and West Oxfordshire Council did not respond. And there is a little photograph of Caroline Green of Oxford City Council sitting at her desk.